Governor Andrew Cuomo is introducing a new Hunger Games-style competition, this time aimed at downtown revitalization. Struggling communities in regions across the state will compete for their share of $100 million, and Watertown's mayor thinks his city has what it takes to compete. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
A shrinking population? Check. A struggling economy? Check. Watertown's downtown development hasn't been all doom and gloom, though. The old Woolworth building was renovated into apartments last year. Mercy Hospital was torn down, and a mixed-use building is going up in its place. Mayor Joe Butler says those are just highlights in the city's efforts to breathe new life into downtown. He says $10 million more dollars from the state won't hurt.
I mean, the developers are going to build the buildings and refurbish and renovate buildings. This money's not going to do that, I don't believe. But it's going to help people see a brighter future and put a overall long-term plan for what we want the downtown to be.
Butler says with this award money will also come brain power. Each of the 10 winning communities will get a team of community planners and policy experts. He says they could help figure out how to spruce up Watertown's assets, like the Black River.
You have a giant concrete wall that separates the river from the downtown area. It's beautiful once you get down there, but it's relatively unattractive in between, and that's the type of stuff we need to clean up.
In the meantime, Butler says he's putting together a team of local brain power to come up with a comprehensive plan that he says could win. It would stimulate small business growth, expand housing, and improve downtown streets. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.